Hey, welcome to these bonus episodes of the Awakening Her podcast. I'm going to take you through the two-day masterclass that I just ran last week because it was so powerful. I have had so many messages, comments, voice memos, and just so much feedback letting me know that it was so powerful. In this masterclass, we talked about how being an empath is different and manifesting is different. And I took you through not only information and really cool ways of seeing things that you maybe hadn't seen before, but also steps and tools and routines to bring into your life so that you can start to manifest now. The replay is coming off the Facebook page in just a couple days, but I wanted to make it available to you here on the podcast so that you can listen and re-listen and remember who the F you are. You are a sensitive being with a gift for this world. I really hope you enjoy day one of manifesting for empaths. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Manifesting for Empaths, your free masterclass, two parts. Today's day one. So welcome everyone. Make sure to say hi. Hi, Natalie. Love you. Hello everyone. I am so excited to be here today. I don't know if you can feel it. I am so lit up by what we're about to go into. I am excited. Hello, Julia. Thank you for saying hi. Florida. Hello, Amanda from Florida. Awesome. Welcome. Okay, so very quickly. Hi, Sharanda. Welcome, welcome. I'm going to pull a quick card for you. And my intention with this card is to download what source's intention is for you today. Why are you here? What is our what is our intention for why you joined us today? Because you know that New York State, oh, beautiful, hello. You know that you are here for a reason. If there's one thing I've learned is that there's no mistakes, and anyone who is not meant to hear this message today would never join a Manifesting for Empaths masterclass. So you're in the right place. If it calls you, if it pulls you, it's because it's meant for you and you're ready. So I'm really excited for everything that this is going to birth within you. Angela from New West, hello. So the card I just pulled for you guys today is awakening. So the question I asked was, what is Source's intention for us today? Why did you come to this? What is our intention together collectively from Source? And it is awakening. So what it says here is energetic upgrades, a new way of being, and integration. Those are so beautiful. So integrating that highest self, that best version of yourself into your life right now, which this is going to definitely help you in your awakening and in your owning who the fuck you are-ness. So that's incredible. If anybody doesn't know me, just really quickly, my name is Talia. Hello. And I'm a manifestation mentor. I'm obviously an empath, a highly sensitive soul. And I've been doing coaching for about, hello, Tiffany. Let me know where you're tuning in from. I've been doing coaching for about 5 years in this suit. Before that, I was a nutrition consultant, and even in my nutrition consulting business, I was weaving in mindset, weaving in law of attraction, because I believe that that's what really helps people make change. So I was a nutrition consultant, and then I branched out into nutrition and health coaching, had a business called Food Buddha. That was incredible. There are some people here who know me from my Food Buddha days. And then after that, I realized that as I grew, I really wanted to teach just manifestation, mindset, what it takes to create change, co-creating with the universe, deepening our spiritual connection, creating a spiritual connection that is ours, our unique connection, right? So that's what I've been doing for the last bunch of years, and it's taken twists and turns and changed as I've changed and upgraded as I've upgraded. And now I have fully realized that I am absolutely meant to step into the position of helping empaths, helping sensitive people to manifest. Because here's the thing, I've been studying manifestation since I was about 14. I was reading Wayne Dyer books, Louise Hay books, really into it. So before The Secret, before it was like normal. And I've always experienced, I would say like good results. Like my life is amazing. California, Central Valley, cool. But it was never like mind blowing. It was never like I'd hear people be like, I wanted a new car. And the next day I won a new car or something. And I'm like, where's my new car? It just never felt easy. And really what I realized is that, hello, MD, hello. I realized that in a single day, I go from overwhelmed to feeling powerful to back to overwhelmed to consumed with guilt or fear or perceived failure, to being really hungry and being scattered and overwhelmed to like then being back in my power and then stressing. And this is in the course of like a day, right? I'm picking up on people's energy. I'm picking up on, you know, what my spouse is going through, what my friend is going through, animal cruelty I'd see on TV. Like I was just all over the place, right? Feeling things so deeply. Let me know if you can relate, drop an emoji, maybe your favorite emoji, if you can relate, or a thumbs up or a heart or something. To just make sure we're on the same page. You don't see the link for the workbook. That is really interesting because an email went out at 1. The link was the very first comment. Let's see if I can just pop it in again. I don't know if that's what you mean, the sign up link, if you didn't get the workbook. Anyways, so my results were never consistent and it was never easy. And inside, I was an emotional mess. And that's not to judge myself. It's just looking at where I was. I didn't have any energetic boundaries. There was a lot going on. And I really was just trying to do more vision boards, more journaling, more meditating, more centering, more just let it go. Don't care so much, right? Just have boundaries, like all these things that we should do. And it was really, really, really hard. And I've realized that when you're an empath, when you're a highly sensitive soul, you are experiencing life. Yeah, Sharonda, Heather, you get it. You're experiencing life differently than other people. So you, and we're going to get into this very first, but a highly sensitive person, which is an empath, we're going to get into that too, like what exactly they are. They are, our brain has a more active neurological system. So first of all, here's a truth bomb. Amanda, you get it, is you didn't get the workbook either. There was an email that went out. Definitely look at promotions or spam. It's okay. I contact me after and I can make sure I'm getting it for you guys. If you guys don't have if you are having a problem, it says day one in the subject, it says like manifesting for empaths day one, I think. Did anybody get the workbook? It's okay because today we're going to go through this and then after I'll make sure you have it. Okay. So we have a more active neurological system, which means that our brains are actually picking up on more than the average person. So it's not just that you're too sensitive. It's not just that you shouldn't care so much. It's like you are perceiving the joy, the guilt, the, hey, Jory, I'm just starting. It's all good. You're perceiving Elizabeth or Jessica, you got it. Julia got it. Okay, cool. Anyone who didn't, just message me after if you really didn't get it and we'll figure it out. Okay. Yes, you got it. Awesome. Got it too. Cool. Okay. So make sure to check spam and promotions folders. Okay. Back to this. So you're thinking you're too sensitive and like you just shouldn't be that way, right? You look around at other people and you're like, they're fine in a crowd. They're not internalizing this. They're moving on from a breakup or what is wrong with me, right? But our brain picks up on more that's in the room than other people, right? So even though it's not junk, thanks, Natalie. it's not in your junk folder because it's not junk. This was something that, you know, I really realized. So if you were to talk to like a psychic medium, somebody who sees spirits, somebody who sees auras, maybe it's some of you guys here, they would say like, oh yeah, in the room next to you is a man or is an entity or is a whatever. And you're like, what? And that's them picking up on frequencies, on energy that you can't see. So that's what we are as well. We are picking up on emotions, on feelings, and on energy, on vibes that other people are not picking up on. So first of all, I haven't even like opened my actual notes. You just need to know that it's the way that you're built And you can learn to, you definitely can learn to become the empowered empath, to know your gifts, to be able to not be overwhelmed and anxious and have them frazzle you, because I've been able to, you know, uncover those tools and work through that and be that. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, doesn't mean overwhelmed, doesn't creep up, but we are going to get to like what you'll be able to do, and you're going to just learn so much from these two parts. I'm so excited. But I just want you to know that first and foremost is you do feel life differently than others. So right now, I want to give you permission to release the judgment from yourself that you should be like other people, that you shouldn't care so much, that you shouldn't tear up when you're seeing violence or animal cruelty, or, you know, it's not that you shouldn't. It's actually just the way you're fucking built. And you are going to learn to be so empowered in that, totally Spidey instincts. And it's going to be such a magical gift. But right now, before we, you know, really launch in, I just want to give you permission to be okay with who you are, to love these gifts, to know that, yeah, I do pick up on other people's junk. And maybe it's not that I shouldn't. Maybe I just need to learn how to use the tools I have. It's not that I shouldn't have them. It's not that I should be doing something different, or I should be more spiritual or journal more or fix myself. It's that you are built differently, and it's a freaking gift. So we're going to get into that. Okay. Listen, from Alaska. Yay, Christina. Hello, Michelle. Corin, picking up on energy vibes that other people are not picking up on. Well said. That's exactly it, right? You know, if we could see everything, like the Wi-Fis and the electromagnetic fields, the spirits, the auras, like if we could see it all, there'd be so much going on around us that we can't see. So you're actually just picking up on a hidden frequency that is hidden to most people, right? And that is the truth of it. So stand tall in that. Just like if a medium was like, I shouldn't be able to pick up on spirits, you'd be like, that's awesome. And as you know how to use your gift, that's going to benefit so many people. That's going to be so beneficial to who you are and to the world, right? No, don't shove down that gift. Like, own it. And that's probably what you'd say to someone like that. And that's the exact same with you. Yeah, built differently. I am built differently. It's a gift, right? And I love that. You're so excited. Awesome, Michelle. Okay, so again, I kind of did an intro, but then like veered off. So I've been doing this for a while. I've been intuitive my whole life. I've been an empath, a sensitive person, you know, my whole life. I was always told I was too sensitive. And I've had friends say like, Talia, not everything is that deep. Like not everything is that meaningful. And I'm like, but it is, you know, it's like, stop reading too much into it or stop caring so much. I've heard that stuff so much. The biggest one for me in my life was being told I was too sensitive. I remember that from my mom, because I have a daughter who's an empath actually, and I understand now how sometimes it's intense when someone internalizes things, and you know, it's you want to say like, just don't do that, but it's the way we're built, right? So that's been me, and manifesting was never easy for me. And I realize now it's because the law of attraction is always working, right? I hope you know that or have been introduced to that. It's always bringing you more of what you're putting out. So if in the course of a day, your emotions are all over the place, you're experiencing extreme overwhelm, you're picking up on other people's junk, you are, I don't mean junk, but just, you know, emotional excess, you're feeling deeply, you're feeling disempowered, it's like there's so many feelings, that's going to influence what the universe is bringing you, right? So law of attraction is always working, and we need to do some things differently being empaths. It's not just about more typical manifestation practices, and you've probably been doing those and you've probably had some success, but we're going to take it a whole step further when you understand your energy and know what you need to do first before writing out your goals 55 times or doing, you know, the things that you've been doing. You can do those as well, but this energy work and these focuses are going to be so foundational and so just make such a huge difference. Your oldest daughter's an empath as well. Me too. Hello. Yeah, animals are attracted to you. I work with animals. Yeah, and feel them too. That's another trait of an empath is, and a highly sensitive person is deeply connected to animals. And that's probably most of us here. Okay, so First of all, we're going to just go into what is an empath and a highly sensitive person. So being sensitive, I want you to think of being sensitive as a scale. And you probably know this because some people are more sensitive, less sensitive. Like, it's a spectrum, it's a scale, right? We're all sensitive in different ways and to different degrees, just like a psychic medium could pick up on some things. And, you know, I tend to really pick up on the like really deep emotions. I'll feel the deep senses of people feeling lost or shameful or beaten down. Like, I don't know why. I think it's because I'm meant to help those people, but I can really pick up on those. Other people are really good at picking up on, you know, the experiences you've had, the traumas you've experienced that have maybe created certain beliefs. Like, all of us are sensitive, intuitive, empathic in different ways. And so the textbook answer to like, what is a highly sensitive person and what's an empath is, I told you about the more active neurological system. So we have a more active neurological system. We are picking up on stimulus that other people don't see, don't feel, don't acknowledge. They just don't feel it, right? So that's first thing. And we don't have those filters that block out that level of stimulation like other people, which is why crowds and chaotic scenes, conflicting energies, large groups of people, like I mentioned, can absolutely drain us because we're taking in everything. It's not just what people are saying. It's their body language. It's their tone. It's what you feel that they really meant. It's the chemistry between certain people and the glances and the, like, you're just probably picking up on all of it. That's very overwhelming. To be in a room, to be at a gathering, you know, you may find yourself sneaking off to the bathroom for a minute of alone time or coming home and just like, I need quiet. I need to decompress, right? So we are picking up on more than what's there for most people, if that makes sense. So we sense and feel and pick up on energy that other people's brains actually block out. And I know probably sometimes you might feel, because I have, if I could block it out, I would. Not permanently, but sometimes, right? And that's just the way we're built. Other people's brains block out this stuff. It's not meant for them. You know, you have a unique path as a sensitive person. And so we can, because we're picking up on this stuff, we can absorb it into ourself and into our body. And this is where we start to get into what being highly sensitive means and then what being empathic means, or being an empath means, is we actually take it on. We take it on into our body and into our vibration. So we start feeling what other people are feeling. We start getting uneasy when other people are uneasy. We feel nervous for someone. We feel scared for someone. I don't know if you've ever been around people who are really, really ill, and you can feel their like fear and their pain. And like, you know, some people can feel pain in their body. Like, I can, my stomach hurts when I'm around someone with stomach problems, or sometimes, like for me, it's more picking up on the emotions of the fear. And we take it on in our body. We take it on in our vibration. So that's one big difference between sensitive people, highly sensitive people, and regular people, if we'll call it that, which is a horrible way to say it. But you know, we will take it on. So the biggest difference between someone who is empathic and somebody who is highly sensitive or an empath, empathic people can go like, oh man, I really feel for you, right? They care about how you're feeling. They care about your stuff, your joy. They have a genuine caring for other people. That's empathy, right? I feel for you. I wish you the best. Genuinely really good, you know, empathy, right? Feeling for someone else. But the highly sensitive and the empaths, we feel that, we feel for them even deeper, and we take it on. So let me know if that resonates. Yeah, the body aches. Yeah, because it gets taken on and it gets stored. It gets stored as hardened pockets of emotion inside. It gets stored as tension, excess weight, inflammation, because we're taking things on all the time and we're not releasing. We're not knowing what the heck's going on. It's just piling up and piling up in our bodies. So that's where we start to get into highly sensitive and empaths, is we feel you, we have empathy, and then we also take it on. And so on the sensitive scale in the guide, for those of you that get the guide, or it's lost in the internet, but you will get it. Yeah, always worried about others. Yeah, and animals. Yeah, and I bet you feel their pain, right? Yeah, it feels heavy, Sharonda. Yeah, Nikki, I'm exhausted after being around people all day. Totally. Me too. I hear you. I've learned how to clear and ground, which we're going to get into. But I definitely hear you. Holy man. So on the sensitive scale, the way it's described is that at one end is narcissist or narcissism or the narcissistic person. So narcissist is inflated sense of importance, does not care about other people's emotions. I want what I want and I don't care who I have to step on to get there, right? Or if someone's like going through a rough time, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, they'll figure it out. Like no care in the world. And, you know, isn't the person going like, oh, there's a bunny on the road that got run over, or oh, did you hear? But like narcissist, right? You guys know it. You probably have some in your family. It's common for people to have narcissistic parents that are empaths and have that be a lot of friction. But it's people that want what they want and they're not concerned with how it affects others, really. And then in the middle is highly sensitive. So I'd say empathy is getting over there, but then highly sensitive is you're picking up on the emotions in the room. You're feeling fear. You're feeling a deceit. You're a good judge of character. You're picking up on body language, tone, what someone actually meant, all sorts of things, right? People's reactions, good read of character, as I mentioned. You process things deeply, get overstimulated, and can really just feel negativity, positivity in a room, right? Just some comments here. If I don't get to your comments, it's only because I'm in the middle of a thing and I just need to keep focusing on my tangent. If someone is fretting or being anxious, I get overwhelmed with feelings. Totally, Amanda. I feel you for sure. I was in a relationship with a narcissist for many years. I developed fibromyalgia during that time. Yes, Veronica, without going on a side tangent, here it is. Fibromyalgia, what it means is pain for unknown causes. And I have seen so many people storing emotions that causes fibromyalgia because it's for unknown causes. It's just pain, right? Shit's getting stored in your body and it comes out somewhere. It comes out as pain. So I know, and I've seen people have incredible results healing fibromyalgia and not being in so much pain by doing this work. Jessica, your ex-husband grew up with one. Me too. Nikki Hart. Okay. So highly sensitive is in the middle. Narcissist is here, highly sensitive. And on the other side is the empath. So we have all the traits of the highly sensitive person. We're picking up on the things. We're deeply caring. We're noticing body language and tone of voice. But we are also picking up your emotion and feeling it in our body. That's really a huge trait, what differentiates the empath from the highly sensitive. And even within that, there's a scale. But the empath will take it on and feel it. You'll feel sick in your stomach. You'll feel a weight on your shoulders. You'll get a headache. You'll be in pain. As you guys mentioned, body aches, stomach aches. That is you taking it on. So you can feel sick. You can feel nervous. You can feel pain or anxiety, but you can also feel joy and celebration and relief for other people. So that's a big way to know if you're an empath. Do you take it on physically? Can you feel other people's stuff? Whether it's physical stomach pain or it's just you can feel their emotions. Like, I don't know if you've ever witnessed a fight. Like in high school, I saw this fight once and like, I felt ill for like 2 days. I just couldn't even get over it. Whereas everyone else is like forgotten about the fight and the guy that got punched in the face, it's just like funny. And I'm like incapacitated, right? Because I could not handle it. And it's the only fight I've ever seen. And I hope I never see another one. So that's empath is like, I felt ill. Like I couldn't eat. Like it was just like gross. So that's being an empath. And so you're somewhere on the scale, but if you can relate to these things, then you're definitely in the right place. So now that we have gone through the textbook version, because I said it's not just the textbook version, right? What is an empath and a highly sensitive person, really? Instant stomach pain, yeah. So being sensitive is a gift. Although it can feel overwhelming, because I like to think of it like the disempowered empath and the empowered empath. All I mean is it's not like disempowered is bad or wrong. It just means when you're like a victim of your gift, like you're in the middle of anxiety, you're feeling it, you don't know what to do. Like that's disempowered. I'm not in my power. So we need to learn how to use that gift, because the empowered empath is powerful and a magnetic manifester. We're going to get into that today, how it's actually a gift for manifesting. I feel sick and it affects my stomach. I cry sometimes, sad. Yeah. And others, it's a happy cry and I feel the anxiety. Yeah, empath for sure. So we are in the middle of an evolution of human consciousness. I truly believe that. And I believe that we have an opportunity right now to move from light or from dark to light. We have an opportunity to change the patriarch society, the way we've been doing things, and move into the light. There's more light workers coming forward all the time, more healers, you know, all these things, these sensitive, intuitive, it's all becoming more mainstream. It's all becoming more normal. We're not burned at the stake anymore for having a psychic vision or feeling a spirit, right? It's becoming more normal. And you, as a highly sensitive person, I'm just going to say highly sensitive or empath, but know that I'm talking about the mixed pot of it all because it is a spectrum. You are in touch with what's around you, right? As I mentioned. So you are in the flow and you feel the flow. So the way that nature is just in the flow, everything in nature gets accomplished, yet nothing is hurried. It's because it's in the flow, right? You are actually in the flow as an empath, as a highly sensitive person. You are picking up on source energy more than other people. You are picking up on the unseen more than other people. And you get closer to source energy than anyone ever will. Like, as a sensitive person, this is, right? Like psychic mediums, like I mentioned, or intuitives, like they are in touch with source. So whether you've been empowered or disempowered, maybe it just has manifested like anxiety, you don't know what to do with it, you are still in the flow than most people ever get a chance to be. You are connected to what's really going on, or a fraction, right? Because there is so much other stuff that we're not seeing, and you know, all the energy, the auras, the spirits, all that, but you are connected. Need to go into nature, recharge and relax for sure. It's the time of great awakening. I love it. You have to agree. Yeah, thank you. I'm so agree. Recognizing what is ours and what isn't. My anxiety have been through the roof last couple days in sleep. I can, for sure, Heather. I will make sure to touch on that when it feels applicable. So you literally pick up on frequencies that are so subtle that most people don't notice them. Yet, to you, they're so obvious that you can't not notice them, right? So just think about that. In a room, you're picking up on energy so subtle to most people, like a tone of the voice or an intuitive download you get, or the way that they looked uncomfortable and they're like, yeah, life's great. And you're like, right? So subtle. Most people don't even pick up on them. Yet to you, it's so obvious that it takes you over. Like, that's a magical fucking unicorn, right? Again, I don't know why I'm using this example so much. I didn't even think of it until now. But if like a psychic was like, your grandpa's here, and they can see your grandpa, it would be like such a gift. And they're picking up on something you can't pick up on. That is so magical. Yes, Corin, intuitive all my life, connected to what's really going on. That's exactly what it is. So let's leave to the side whether it's overwhelming or not, whether you enjoy it or not, whether you like it or not. And let's just look at the what's so. This is the way you are. You are sensitive. You are caring. You are compassionate. Yeah, you can feel lost sometimes. You can feel overwhelmed sometimes and not know what to do. But look, you're here. You're learning more about it right now. And your path is going to keep taking you in this direction so you can really learn how to hone those gifts and become totally empowered as an empath. So you are at the forefront of the light. You're meant to be a leader. Picking up on what's around you, that means you're meant to be a leader. So whether or not it's a job you do is not even what I'm talking about, although it can be, of course. You could be a healer, a coach, or a mentor, but that's not really what I'm talking about. It's who you are as a soul. It's who you are as a light worker. It's who you've signed up to be. This is not a mistake. You signed up to be here right now as an empath. That's not even up for debate. like if that was planned or not. And again, this is my belief, so I guess it is up for debate, but it's easy to be like, was I meant to have brown hair or this or that? But like, you have an energetic code is what I call it. And it's the way your energy works. And you're highly sensitive. You're intuitive. So you are meant to be a leader of the light. You're meant to walk around being in touch, being able to help people. Hey, Catherine, being able to help people, being able to pick up on what people need, what's going on, who sort of will benefit you or who feels good, who doesn't feel good, what opportunities feel good and decisions. And, you know, you have a line in to that stuff. So you are an absolute unicorn. You're magical. And I know you've always felt different. You know that. It's probably clicking. Like, yeah, I have always felt different. I have always felt like I'm not the same. And there's always been so much more for you that you feel, that you pick up on, right? How do we best use this gift for others? Well, Jessica, that's a completely unique journey in the way that you express your gifts. But the biggest thing I say is like, be the light. As you get empowered and as you're feeling good, go through life with the like, I'm going to leave people better than when I found them. So if it's the cashier, it's being your light. It's being sensitive and empathic. It's helping an old lady open the door or whatever, right? Going through life, helping others, sensing what they need. And I don't mean to the point of depletion, which is another thing that empaths do. And we're going to get to that. But just in general, it's a sacred responsibility to be the light as you move into your power. I really believe that. So it's of utmost importance that you don't retreat, that you don't hide away from the world and bury your gifts. And I get it if you want to, and I get it if you've been doing that, because I did that for a long time. Drugs, alcohol, eating disorder, anything to not feel my feelings, because life is overwhelming. So if you are there, I get you and I love you. But as we move forward, it's important not to hide, because we need the light. If all the light workers retreat because life is intense, then the darkness is more able to take over. We need light workers everywhere, right? Whether it's just at the grocery store or it's in politics or it's teachers and mothers and friends and daughters and husbands and whatever, right? We need them everywhere. So it's really important that you learn how to nurture these gifts and stand in your power, because we fucking need you. We all need you. We need your collective light in this universe, posting inspiring things or being kind to people on the street or being understanding as a parent, compassionate. Maybe you're an activist or you feel really strongly about animal rights or women's rights or, you know, whatever. We need that compassion. We need that empathetic soul. People have always gravitated to you for help, of course. Definitely. And that's because you're so good at that. You're so compassionate and you've got some like wisdom bombs to drop, right? Have you not felt weirdly wise sometimes or all the time? It's because you've got a line into source. You feel things that are truth and that are there, right? So that's beautiful, Nikki. Thank you for being that for people. So I believe that we have a sacred responsibility as a sensitive soul to be compassionate and caring mothers, coaches, friends, daughters, aunts, artists, healers, visionaries, dreamers, coworkers, bosses, whatever, right? I believe we have that sacred responsibility. And that's not to just put that on your plate right here. What I mean is, as we become inspired, we have a sacred responsibility to share that with the world through our art, through our expression, through what we do as a job or who we are as a mom, as a friend, as a whatever, right? All the things I've mentioned. And so this is what you are. You are, it's like you've got one foot in the physical human world and one foot in the source world, picking up on all this stuff, picking up on all this energy. You're dancing in two worlds, in the physical and in the energetic, which, yeah, it's overwhelming sometimes. That's a lot. That's a lot to pick up on. But that is what's going on. And you are so powerful. And I'm going to encourage you to come out, to own this, to go through this process with me and uncover these gifts. Heather, I don't want to hide anymore. In fact, I think it's essential that I don't. I've been way too isolated. Yeah. And I know that you mean not just the virus isolated, but I get it. It's like hiding, withdrawing, isolating, right? Because we do need alone time to recharge. And again, we're going to get to that. We do need that stuff. But there's a difference between powerfully choosing alone time and hiding because, like, I can't deal. And there's days where I can't adult today. That's it. I just want to, like, have a bath all day or sleep or something. And that's fine, too. A sacred responsibility to be in your light as you move into your power. Thank you, Veronica. It's so true. And again, it's not just like you should just be this. It's like as you step into your power, that's when we start ripple effecting out. So give yourself that space and that grace to take some time to step into your power and just know that you're going to be able to help a lot of people around you as you already have in your life. I know you already have. You've already inspired people beyond what you even know. I've been told that some are intimidated by me. Yeah, I mean, that can definitely happen. You could maybe be a lot. And I don't mean that as your personality. I mean, when we're highly empathic and highly sensitive, we often become a mirror for other people. This is totally off script. This is just like free flow. We become a mirror and people see themselves in us. They see their stuff in us and we can mirror that back, which is a gift. But people can also be like, whoa, she's intense. And I've been told that for sure, because I just can't do like surface talk and awkward chit chat, like blah, makes me want to barf. I don't know if anyone else is like that, but like, let's talk about the universe for days, right? But I can't do the surface stuff. And so sometimes I'm intense because everything someone says, I'm like, isn't it amazing how this, or, and they're kind of like, okay, like you don't have to go so deep. And I'm like, yeah, I do, but I'm just going to own that. And then I have friends that will allow me to go deep and go deep with me. Right. So next in the workbook, the mysterious elusive workbook of 2020, I have just a journal practice for you to do as the workbook portion. I'm just going to quickly go over that. Can't do chit chat. I know it's like so awkward, like, so how's life? And I hear myself going like, it's good. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not a networking event type person. I'm like a sit down, have tea, you know, and like chill person. Okay. So in the journal portion, I want you to write out, you know, after this is done or, you know, whenever you have some time, my gifts are that I can, that sounds awkward, but the example is like, my gifts are that I can pick up on other people's discomfort and help them. I can care about animals and injustices. My gifts are that I have visions of the future, or that I'm a good coach, or that I can intuitively make choices. My gifts are that I'm good to talk to, right? We mentioned that. My gifts are that I can channel insight for people sometimes. I'm intuitive and I know what loved ones need and I can help them. My gifts are that I deeply care about people, or that I can tell when someone is toxic. Or my gifts are that I can get a sense when it's time to move on from a job, from a relationship, in a house or whatever. My gifts are that are my to do with my sensitivities. Like, my gifts are that I can sense when something is off. I can make the changes that I need to, or know when a change needs to be made. Right. So I just want you to start thinking. I'm really quiet most of the time. Can't do surface talk. Totally. And most empaths and highly sensitive are introverts. There are extrovert empaths, but most of them are introverts because of that. It's like, it's intense. I'm just going to sit over here. So I want you to start saying, like, my gifts are that I can, and feel free to fill it in right here. Like, let me know something. Like, is it that you're intuitive? Is it that you're good to talk to? Is it that you're caring? To do with your sensitivities, like, what are your gifts? Like, I'm intuitive. I always have been. I can communicate with spirits. I get a real good sense of right and wrong, right? I gave you those examples. And then the next question here to riff on is, this is a gift because. So this is just part of grounding in and owning who you are. Not thinking you're bad or broken, not running from it, owning who you are. So my gifts, so if I was to do this, I'd say, like, my gifts are that I'm really intuitive. And this is a gift because I have a great ability to pick up on what my clients need. Or I can tell when loved ones are off and I intuitively know how to help them, or how to just sit with them or be with them, right? It's a gift because I'm able to make decisions from an intuitive place and it turns out amazing. I can hear my inner truth, right? So what are your gifts and why is it a gift? I can bring calm to someone in the midst of anxiety. Oh my goodness, what a gift. And if you were to say, this is a gift because, Imagine how many things, right? Why is that a gift? Why do we need this in the world? Like, why is that so amazing? I've had spirit come to me in the past. Oh, and pass on messages. It's happened 3 times. Oh, it's so exciting. People that don't, I actually think, Michelle, I'm hearing here that spirit is giving you messages all the time, and you're learning how to recognize, learning how to believe and tap into it. That's just what I heard for you right now. People that don't know me super well often gravitate to me and tell me they trust me and they can tell me their deepest secrets. So why is that a gift, right? Oh, because you make people feel safe. They feel seen. They feel heard. They feel relief being around you, Julia. That's so beautiful. My mom is an extrovert empath. She's a lot. Yeah. I know a couple people that are extrovert empaths, and it's crazy. I'm like, I don't get your need to be around big groups of people. Yes, introvert, compassionate and empathetic, wise, very observant. I always wonder why people love my spirit and want me around. I can give good advice, uplifting and encouraging. Great. So why is that a gift? Sounds like you can walk around being a beacon of light and help with healing people and uplifting. And I bet whatever you decide to talk about, Corin, whatever your message is in the moment, I bet it's powerful. I bet people believe you and they get enrolled and they get on board, right? That's so amazing. So that's something I want you to explore. And then the last question here in this journal workbook section of this is, more people in the world in general need these gifts. If more people had them, the world would be, right, blank. So riff on that. So if more people had the gift of being compassionate, empathetic, observant, uplifting, encouraging, Corin, like you said, Julia, gravitate towards me and tell me they can trust me with their darkest their deepest secrets. How, if more people had that in the world, what would the world be like? If, Michelle, people had spirit talking to them all the time, passing on messages, if more people had that. Amanda, I can bring calm to someone in the midst of anxiety. Could you imagine if 7 million more people in the world had that ability? What would the world be like? If people had your gift, had that gift of being compassionate and of intuition and being caring and giving great downloaded advice, what would it be like in this world? I've been told I have a calmness about me. So if more people were walking around with like a calmness about them, how would that impact malls and grocery stores and taking the subway or the train or the bus and concerts and events? How would that impact if more people, if double the people, triple the people had a certain calmness about them, right? I also work with spirit and know things that there is no way of me knowing, like downloads sometimes. Totally, Amanda, I believe you. I feel that for you for sure. So if more people had that, what would it be like? You're starting to step into your gift. I can feel it. It's so empowering. Okay, so now we're going to get into how being an empath affects manifestation, right? So we're getting right into this. And this has been so powerful. This is in the Elusive Workbook of 2020. To any of you that weren't here at the beginning, some people didn't get the workbook, apparently. We're going to figure it out. Some people did, so it's just an elusive workbook. If millions of people had my gift, I bet the world would be a better place. Yeah. And I want to ask you, in what way would it be a better place? Because I'm a coach and I always love doing that, right? Let's go deeper. What would it be like? Would there be less depression, anxiety, suicide? Would there be more healers? Would there be more people feeling seen and heard and understood? Would there be, you know, more funding for, you know, certain things because more people were caring? It would be more secure feeling and safe. Yes, Julia, I fucking feel you for sure. So how being an empath affects manifestation positively. So these are the parts of your gift that you can start to focus on and honor and really dive into, do, you know, just give focus to. That's all I mean, is manifestation happens through focus. It's what we continuously focus on, whether it's positive or negative. The law of attraction is always bringing us what we focus on. So if you start focusing on your gifts and uncovering this, right, unpacking it, manifestation will start to become easier. So in some ways, or in these ways, manifestation is easier for highly sensitive people because we are naturally observant and perceptive, right? So if we are, say I'm launching a program or creating a program and I'm, you know, say I'm creating a program and I don't know what to do the program on. Should I do this or should I do that? The universe might give me signs. There might be synchronicities, synchronistic conversations that come up. Being observant, being perceptive, I can pick up on those, right? So if you're in a work environment and you're like, I don't know if I should leave, this is kind of toxic, you will start perceiving, noticing what's going on around you, get those confirmations, right? So this can make manifestation a lot better because you are easier because you can pick up on what feels good, what feels right, right? Naturally observant. Maybe you're on date two with a new person, and you pick up on things they're doing that you're like, microaggression or racism or something that you're like, no, right? You'll be able to make those judgment calls better because you're naturally observant and perceptive. So that's first thing, is start to notice the things around you, what life is calling you to be, opportunities, things that are helping you go towards your goal, right? If you have a goal of weight loss and then you have a friend that calls you out of the blue and says like, hey, I'm looking to lose the quarantine 15. You want to start going for socially distant walks in the morning. You might kind of go like, huh, I just put out there that I want to lose weight, or I, you know, and you'll observe things. So that's one way. Another one is you activate manifestation with your big positive energy. So when you're empowered and you're like in all the feels, like you're just feeling so good and you're like, yeah, I'm rocking this, or you're feeling really in flow, like those times when you are feeling good, you are a magnet because your emotions are amplified. Your vibe is amplified. Your energy is amplified. So when you're in your zone, you are magnetic. This is why you can be probably moved to tears by something really positive, or you can, maybe you're good at visualizing. Not all empaths are, but I just mean maybe you could get into the visualization. You're seeing it and you're feeling it. You're getting really excited and your energy is huge, right? So that's something that we're really good at. Also, if we decide to celebrate our wins or get really excited about an upcoming trip or anything, our energy is bigger, right? It's more magnetic. So as we are in our zone, we become a fucking magnet for miracles. We really do get in the zone easily when we're empowered. I've always felt like I'm not meant to stay in one place and that my purpose is to guard. Interesting. Interesting. Truth. Thank you. There'd be more compassion and care for people. Yeah. So another one is that we're naturally intuitive, right? So it's very important for the empath, for the sensitive person, to pay attention to intuition. Bring that to the forefront of what you're doing in your life. So if you're starting a business, you're trying to figure out this, go with your intuition. Who's the right coach? What's the right business name? Like, take some time, tune in, consult that intuition, consult that inner knowing, because it runs naturally through you. So whether you've decided to practice it or not, maybe you're out of touch with your intuition, or maybe you and your intuition are like besties, just like dance partying together, like feeling so good. Either way, start to pay attention to your intuition even more. Your intuition led you here today. It led you to however you found out about this. Maybe you saw a post or someone shared it, whatever. You follow, you know, my account and you saw me post about it, and your intuition went like, whoa, that's different. I've never heard of that. Or that's me. Or I gotta go, right? I gotta participate in that. So pay attention to your intuition because it naturally runs through you. That's just a part of being in the flow of source, right? Is intuition. It's a gift. The next thing is we do actually manifest easier when we're tuned in. This kind of goes back to the activating manifestation with your big energy, is when we get tuned in, I basically mentioned this, but as our energy gets big and as we get tuned in and as we get excited about things, we're often creative. We've got ideas and downloads and excitement when we're feeling really good. And so manifestation just like can happen quickly. So even if you're sitting here saying, but it doesn't happen, or I'm not very often in the flow, I'm here to help you. So don't feel like you just should be there. But when you do feel good, shit just starts clicking. Stuff will start aligning for you because you are such a big energy, a deep energy. I found following my intuition is best. It always seems to be correct. Even if your intuition leads you to a roadblock One of my favorite things to say is roadblocks are detours in the right direction. So I've had times where I followed my intuition and something like crumbled and I'm like, that's weird. My intuition was supposed to lead me to like unwavering success. And I'm like, but later, fast forward a few months, I'm like, oh, it was leading me to the best place, right? And you're so right, Amanda. So another one is we are drawn to nature. And nature can be really healing and connecting and centering for us. So if we are an empath, a sensitive person, we're wanting to manifest, and we start connecting to nature, it really brings us to the truth of who we are. It allows us to ground. It allows us to get connected with source and with flow in that positive way. So we can actually use nature as part of our manifestation tools. We can use it for grounding. We can use it to download wisdom from the trees. Either you're going to think I'm crazy or you're going to be like, I like that chick, because that is, we are connected to that. We're connected to nature. So it can be easier for us to manifest when we use nature. And this can even be using sage, using crystals, using water. I'm going to get into that tomorrow as well, first in some of the things that you need to be doing. And so we can really connect to nature and have that be a manifestation tool. As I saw the manifestation and I just started listening, I always want to manifest my heart's desire and fulfill it. Live it, touch it. See, I'm a dreamer, Pisces. I'm blessed to listen to you. Great. Thank you for being here. Veronica, yeah, they are. Hell yeah, they are. I always wonder why nature programs love to watch animals. Oh my goodness, yes. I would love everyone who can to emoji if you are deeply connected to nature. If you feel that, like, connection to nature, whether it's water, trees, earth, maybe you're gardening, maybe you like watching like planet Earth and stuff like that. Maybe you're an animal lover. Let me know. Walking barefoot with my younger son in the woods. Oh, I love that. That's so powerful. Okay. So another thing is that we are deeply connected to the moon. And whether you have realized this or not, whether you've like taken the like moon pill like I have, or you're new to it, or you've never really paid too much attention to the moon, I would like to introduce you to the fact that you are heavily connected to the moon. Yeah, look at all these people loving nature. Moved to a new place and there's this big beautiful tree in the backyard, an apple tree in the front yard. I swear it's like the trees have their own spirits. They've been waiting for me. Oh my goodness. Oh, hang on. Oh geez. Oh, there we go. Good. I know it's crazy, but I love it. They do have spirits. They have spirits just like we do. They have personalities. They have histories. They have past lives. They have all of it. And they have so much memory. I really, truly believe that trees and water remember everything. Rocks, crystals. So like the wisdom that those trees have within them is just insane. Look at all you guys connected. Oh my goodness. Yes. Water, totally. You're deeply connected. Oh, look at this. This is so good. I love this shit so much. So you are deeply connected to the moon. And so it'll serve you as it feels right. You maybe already are obsessed with the moon or it's new. Natalie with the plant little sprout. It'll serve you to, over time, when it comes to you as it feels right, to really get into or pay attention to the moon cycle and what that means. And I can help you with that. I'm going to mention something about that tomorrow, but I can help you with that. But looking up, like, what does the energy of new moon mean? Or what, and you know, just looking at that, again, don't add it to your plate right now if it doesn't resonate, but just keep it in your back pocket that you are deeply connected to the moon. Yeah, you can always tell when it's a full moon for sure. I bet it's either like freaking amazing or a freaking mess with the full moon. Because one thing that the moon does, you guys, there's side tangents happening. I don't know if I'm going to keep it to my clean hour, but the full moon, it's the height of your desires, the height of your manifestation, the full energy, like beaming through. And what that does is it puts a spotlight on you. So if you're in flow and everything's working, the full moon can like bring crazy manifestations and clicks and aha moments and like intensity in such a good way. But if you're out of alignment, the moon will be your biggest mirror. So at the full moon, you'll feel off, you'll feel tired, you'll feel depleted, you'll you'll feel emotional because it means that those things are already going on within you. And the moon is flashing at you, giving you a mirror of what you need to release in order to have those manifestations come to you, to move into the life you want. So one cool thing is at the full moon, just notice how you feel. And it's about 3 days, you know, around the full moon. Notice how you feel. And if you feel great, it means you're in alignment right now and you're really in alignment with the goals that you want. If everything is just chaos, ask yourself in a loving way, I'm witnessing this chaos and like, what do I need to let go of in order to allow more manifestations in? Because that's what it's showing you, which is just super cool. Always watching the moon connected to the ocean. Yes, the trees gave you goosebumps. The trees and water, never forgetting. They don't. They hold it all. And it's so, we can learn so much. Yeah, must be near the water. I love it. So another one of this, we're talking about how empaths and sensitive people can actually manifest easier. The next one is quantum leaps when you're mentored or supported or inspired. So like when you're feeling good, and you're particularly mentored or supported, and this can be through a book, a coach, a program, a podcast. Like if you feel understood, it skyrockets your growth because you've spent your whole life feeling not understood, feeling different than everybody else, feeling like the odd one out. So when you're around people like right now, you guys, right now, being with me, being with all of us, you feel this sense of like, oh, like I don't have to be anyone. These people get it. Look at all these comments. Like how many of these comments can you relate to? So when you feel understood and you're around someone that sees you as the gift you are, the unlimited being you are, the unicorn you are, the light worker you are, it has you rise up because you feel what they're feeling and they're feeling your best, highest self. And you're, it's like it pulls you forward. Now look at the contrast. When you're around people who don't get your gifts, who think you're weird, think you're too much, think you're oversensitive, it goes like this, right? Because you feel that and you feel that rejection and you feel that judgment and you like curl up inside, right? But when you're around people that see you as like the beauty you are, you flourish. So if you guys, if everyone here, anyone watching the replay, if you've never been mentored or supported, I recommend doing it. And like I said, it's not like it's just one way that can happen. Just mentored, supported, inspired around someone that calls you forward as the gift that you are. It helps you so much and can allow manifestation to happen a lot easier. And to anyone who has been, had a coach, had a, any way that you were supported or inspired, reflect back on that. Like, how did that feel to have someone get you? How did that feel to have someone seeing the best in you, seeing the unlimited possibility in you? It probably felt really amazing, which is why I always have a coach. I'm like, I don't know. I just get so uplifted. Okay. So the next one is we have a very powerful feminine creative energy. So feminine energy isn't just about being female. As you know, we all have feminine and masculine, but the feminine energy is creative. It's flow, it's inspiration, and it really helps in manifestation. That creative, that imagination, that intuition, like that's all feminine energy. And in the empath, we're all the feels, we're all the emotions, we are all of that. So we have a very powerful feminine energy, and that feminine energy is what moves the world. As I said, it's not just about women, it's about the feminine energy. It moves the world. It's that caring, it's that compassion, it's that, you know, it's like the energy of mother, but again, it doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter if you're actually a mother. It's none of that stuff. You have that energy in you that is so beautiful. And that is magnetic to manifestation. That allows you to be creative, be in the flow, be a visionary, be a healer. And that is so magnetic to the universe. So that energy that naturally runs through you, that feminine creative energy, is so powerful for manifestation. I get so insecure around people who don't understand universal law. I hear you, Andrea. When people are like, I hate my job, but like, I just have to because there's no way out. And I'm sitting there going like, it's not just about your job. It's about like, you have no belief that anything is possible. It's hard to be around. Yeah. Anyway, I have blocks that I'm still clearing out. Yeah, me too. So the next one is that when you are inspired, you are on fire. And that's again, just like same thing that we're talking about here. Hey, Julie, listening in your car. Awesome. I love you. Welcome. So when you're inspired, you're on fire, and that's because you're feeling all the feelings. You're alive with possibility and you're that creativity and you're inspired in spirit. Spirit is moving through you, is sharing, is guiding, and you're feeling it because you're connected. So that inspiration can take you so far. That's what can have you be like, I'm starting my business, or I'm, you know, starting to sell my paintings, or whatever it is, right? I'm going to backpack solo around Europe. I'm going to, you know, buy a new home, whatever it is, right? Whatever you're inspired to do, if you have art you do, or, you know, whatever, inspired to help people, inspired to do anything. Inspired is in spirit, and boy, are you in spirit. So this is really beneficial for manifesting because you can, again, notice what inspires you, notice what makes you feel in flow, pick up on what is good for you, right? And that really helps manifestation because you can just cut through a lot of the things that aren't good for you. Again, when you're empowered and you understand this gift and you decide that I am going to use my gifts, I'm going to take on this responsibility, this gift, this unicorn-ness, and I'm going to step into my power. And once you allow yourself to be inspired, you just get on a train and that's it, you're off, right? So let me know if it feels right to let me know. If there's ever been a time you've been inspired and you've just like carried through the project or made a giant decision or did something crazy because you were inspired. And how did that turn out, right? Was that important in your growth, in your journey? So you have inspiration that can come to you easily because you are in spirit. You are connected to the flow more than most people. You are picking up on invisible, subtle energies, so subtle that other people don't notice them, yet so obvious to you that it's all you notice. It's like that saying, something like, I'm probably going to butcher it, but I can't hear what you said because who you're being is so loud. And there's some times where I'm like, I don't even know what this person said. I just felt them. I just like heard all the things or felt all the things. I know you're not okay, even though you just said you're okay, right? So you are in the flow of what's real more than most people. So therefore you can access inspiration like a mofo, which is just so powerful for manifestation. Yes, I said mofo. So the next one, the last one I'm going to touch on today, hang on. Spirit gives me messages through me. I feel such a high vibration. Yeah. And you're explaining, thank you, Amanda. Me too. I hear you. Me at 53, going to college on the 23rd. LOL. I can use my gift. Awesome. Awesome. Veronica, you should chime in here. I'm so proud of you, Michelle. That's incredible. So the last one is you have a magnetic receiving energy, and receiving energy is what actually allows the manifestations to pop through. It's what allows inspiration to happen. It's what allows manifestation to show up, for the check to come in the mail, for the sexy man or woman to walk into your life, for the money or the opportunity or the success. You need to have receiving energy. You need to be in touch with that. And as an empath or a highly sensitive person, you receive things well. I mean, that's not, you know, and we ought most or a lot of us have blocked it out and have learned to block it out. But I'm just talking naturally. When you are empowered, you receiving is no problem. You receive, you know, what we might say too much, right? Because it's overwhelming. It's not actually too much, but receiving's not an issue. So when you're empowered and you're in that center, you can allow manifestations to happen even quicker. So my intention for giving you this list is we're going to get into tomorrow, the things to do, but I want you to look at this list and like look and see which ones you relate to and which things are calling you. So if you really resonated when I was talking about intuition, then between now and Thursday and just going forward, be like, I'm going to focus on my intuition because Talia tells me that it's a gift. I know, you know, it's a gift. Or connected to the moon. Yeah, you reminded me. I have not been connected to the moon. I'm going to get that app again, or I'm going to whatever, right? You might notice a Connected to the Moon program come up and you're like, that's interesting. Or being naturally observant, right? I'm going to start to be more observant about what's going right in my life or where source is taking me or what the universe is showing me or calling me to be, right? So look at this list and really just see which ones pop out at you, which ones light up to you, and just start to integrate more focus on these parts of your gifts. So being inspired, being in your creative energy, getting mentored, right? All of these things are things that will help you manifest faster. I'm an excellent receiver. Well, in alignment, me too. People will be like, you manifest so fast. And I'm like, only when I'm like super in alignment. But then when I am, it's like hotcakes, manifesting hotcakes all over the place. So now we're going to go, before we wrap up, we're going to go to how being an empath can hinder manifestation. So until Thursday, when I'm going to talk more into the tangible things that you need to do, I want you to just be aware of these things and be aware of, right now it's the observant part of this. It's like, yeah, I do relate to that. And yeah, I could maybe look at shifting that or trying to shift that or whatever. And we'll get into this as we go. But the parts that can hinder manifestation is, first of all, we have so many emotions. Jura, is that how you say it? You're so welcome. So welcome. We have so many emotions and feelings flooding in all the time that, as I mentioned in the very beginning, law of attraction is always mirroring back what's going on in our energy. So when we're feeling this and feeling that and feeling this, it's like the universe is going like, I'm sending you miracles. I'm sending you more things to be frustrated about. I'm sending you ease and flow. I'm sending you overwhelm. Like so we get mixed results, right? If you experience like, yeah, I can manifest a cup of coffee or these cool things, I get signs from the universe, I feel good, and then all of a sudden I manifest, something bad to happen or extra debt or whatever, right? That's generally because the universe is always matching you. And when our emotions are all over the place, and like, I will just own that that's my daily life, especially before knowing this stuff, we're getting that back, right? So it can be tough for us because normal people, again, I shouldn't say that, but other people that aren't highly sensitive, they just like do a vision board and ride on that high and then like integrate these things and then like bam, they've made a quantum leap. And you're like, why? Well, it's because our daily life is doing this and their daily life is like this, right? Like there's people I know that are so even emotionally. And sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I've been like, that would be nice to just like freaking check out from all the intensity of the world, right? And it may be easier to manifest when you're just like this because the law of attraction is just bringing you consistent results. But again, we have superpowers to overcome that and be even more magnetic. But that can be a way in which it's frustrating and it can feel like it's blocking us, hindering our progress. Another one is overwhelm and anxiety. And this is a central theme, a central symptom of being highly sensitive. We all experience overwhelm or anxiety to some degree. And this is just like kind of like how sensitivity manifests when we don't know what to do with it. So when there's chaos going on, when you're feeling this from this person and this is unresolved and this is unfinished, it's like, and it's because we've taken so much in, we feel overwhelmed. So that overwhelm and anxiety is being matched by the universe, and sometimes it can be hard to get out of patterns of anxiety and patterns of depression because we are always operating in this intense zone and we don't know what to do with our emotions and we don't know how to release excess ones, right? So that overwhelm and that anxiety can be part of what makes manifestation much harder. And I mentioned that in the beginning, right? Like I'm trying to manifest, yet in one day, I experienced 712 emotions, if not more. Yes, Jory, I hear you so much. Yeah, I have days where I wish I didn't deep so much. I totally feel you, Amanda. There are days where it's like, this is intense, but I'm gonna help you and we're gonna get through this and you're gonna continue uncovering the gifts. So another thing is picking up on other people's emotions and energy, and that throws us off. So I don't know if you ever had this where like, hey, Natalie, yeah, biggest block, I get you. where you're like having a great day. This happens to me all the time. This is something that I've started using my own tools, an area in my own life where I'm feeling good. I'm on cloud nine. And then all of a sudden I'm around someone who's stressed. And this could be like my loving soulmate husband. It could be a best friend. It could be someone on the street that I just pass. And all of a sudden I'm wrecked. I'm just like in it and I'm feeling guilty and shameful and awful. I'm like, I'm shrinking here. Right. And so it's like, and then you feel like guilty for feeling good. And you're like, I've been out feeling good and they've been stressed. And like, it's just, oh, feel not. I actually thought that maybe that, but that is kind of a thing too, right? I just don't want to deep so much, Amanda. So our other people's energy throws us off. And when we're not operating in a consistent high vibe, the energy is not, the universe is not bringing us consistent high vibes. And that's okay. You know, nobody is totally consistent high vibe, but that can be really hard because we're like, you know, da da da, life is great. And then like, oh, and then we're like thrown off our game. And we might even sacrifice our self-care. All of a sudden we're eating cake on the couch. Not that there's anything wrong with that because yes, chocolate is self-love. But you know, we can be very thrown off and that can be really tough. And we're going to get to tomorrow, some tools we can do for this. But right now I'll give you one thing I've been doing that has been really beneficial for me. This may resonate with you or may not, but when I start to recognize that I've been flipped, whether it's my own thing, like I check my bank account and all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, or someone doesn't work with me or whatever, or it's someone else's junk. As soon as I notice I'm flipped, I say return to sender. And I actually notice from the second I've started doing that, I go, ah, because it acknowledges, I don't want to take this on. I don't need this, return to sender. So when you suspect that it's someone else's stuff, or it's even just your own thing, return to sender. It's almost like return to ego, return to wherever you came from. Don't want, don't need, not going to take it on. So that's just one cool bonus thing you can do in the meantime. Another thing is we perceive failure deeply. We are our hardest, most intense critics. We feel often like a failure. Oh, that's not mine. I love that. I love that. Because even if it is your own thought about like your body or about something, it's not your highest self thought. So giving it like, that's not mine. Don't want to take it on. I love that. Yeah. So some version of that really helps me. Okay. So we perceive failure. We feel like we're not where we're supposed to be in life. We are very aware of like all the things we're doing wrong, where we should be, where we, you say, stop. I love it, Julia. Thank you guys, because these are going to resonate with other people. We are very aware of our shortcomings and we focus on them and we feel them and we re-feel them and we hash them up and we hash them out and we re-feel them again and we perceive failure and we feel that deeply. So that can get in the way, because if I look back in my business, there were some courses I created that I was sold out and it was amazing. There were courses I created that nobody signed up. So if the ones that nobody signed up, if I just said, well, I'm just a failure and that's it. And I'm never going to do it. And I bet Gabby Bernstein never has people that don't sign up or whatever, which is probably crap because in the beginning she probably had all of it. I can get really off track, but from where I am now, I look back and I go, yeah, those courses that like didn't work, it was either because they were misaligned. I was in a pushy, rushy, you know, energy. I didn't know yet how to really get my gifts out in the world. It was something that I was learning from, right? But when I perceive that it's been failure, I believe it's failure. I label it failure and now I'm failing. And I feel that and I feel it and I feel it. And when I'm trying to go to sleep and when I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling it, right? I have a feeling you guys can relate to this. So our perceived failure is a sneaky one for us sensitive people. So you can use that stop, return to sender, not mine type thing with that too. Like, no, not going to go down that road, right? And again, tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to get so much deeper into that. It's going to be so powerful. So another thing is we get depleted and we neglect ourselves for others. So we get depleted because we give, give, give. We don't properly replenish our energy. We tend to neglect self-care when things get crazy or we get stressed or like our neighbor needs a cup of sugar and it's like, whatever, I was in the middle of yoga, but I'll just stop anyways and I'll probably never go back. Like that can happen so easy to us because we want to help everyone. We care. We want to save the world, right? But we're making ourselves depleted and we neglect ourselves for others or in general. And that's a really big common empath thing, is because what you need and what I'm feeling for you is more important than what I need. And that's something that we have learned to, yeah, Amanda, yeah, we have learned to be that way. I believe it's because our gifts generally have not been honored. We've been told we're too sensitive and to suppress them and basically not trust those inner nudges and that inner knowing. So when we get an inner nudge for self-care or I should really have a bath tonight, we have been trained our entire life to ignore that nudge. So the second someone else, you know, shows up or anyone needs anything, we just naturally neglect ourselves. And it's because we have done that our whole life, not just from us being wrong and neglecting ourselves. It's like we've been trained. Yes, Julie, I'm glad you relate, Nikki. We've been trained to neglect that inner voice because like you're too sensitive, or when you're a kid and you're like, this person, this, and your parents go like, oh, no, that's not it. And you go like, oh, I guess my intuition isn't right, right? Like baby Julie, baby Nikki, little kids going like, oh, I guess I'm not right. And we've learned to shove away that feeling. So the second anything happens, you know, there's been times where like, I've been like, this is way back, but going out for a run and I'll step outside and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't go on a run because I said I'd make potato salad for the family or something, right? It's easy to say, it's just self-sabotage, and it is, but it's also neglecting that inner voice, that inner everything, right? So that's another thing. Another one is that it's difficult often for us to get clear and focused. And again, it's just because our energy is being flailed around everywhere. So in the morning, I could start out by being like, I'm a powerful coach and I'm going to sell this program or whatever. If I'm like in my office or I'm doing this, and then all of a sudden I'm like thrown off by other things. And then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Or is it selfish to have this as a goal, or is it? And then we like get off, and then it's like, now I'm going to focus on this. And then something else happens, distracts us. Our inner voice comes in. We remember our failures. We remember our shortcomings. And then it's like we go somewhere else. And then, so it's hard for us to stay focused and clear on what we want. And this is something with other manifestation teachers that I have heard. If you've been studying manifestation, I bet you can relate. I have heard so many times, it makes me want to barf, get really clear on what you want and focus on it intensely. Okay, cool. Probably true. But for the empath, for the person that's feeling all the things all the time, it's really difficult to focus on one thing and stay clear on what it is that you want, because you go, well, maybe I want this, or maybe I want that, or maybe I this, or, you know, wishy-washy, totally. And that's easy for other people to label because they're going like, just make a decision and stick to it. It's just like, just have boundaries, just stop caring. It's like, that's not the way I work. And then you start thinking that should be the way I work and other people can do it. Like how many times I've seen people be like, I focused on $10,000 and I did this and that and $10,000 showed up. And I'm like, I did the same thing and I'm an anxious mess on the floor. Like what is happening, right? It's our energy. It's the way we're built. And so it can be difficult to get clear and focused. You're so welcome, Jackie. Somehow it's a comfort to hear that it's normal for us. Yeah, I used to be so hard on myself for not understanding this. Oh, Amy, I get you. Oh my goodness, you guys, I really get you. You're so welcome. So that's another reason why it can be hard to manifest and why traditional manifesting isn't the full picture for us. It doesn't mean you have to throw at everything you've learned, because the law of attraction is still the law of attraction, but the same things don't apply for us. That's you, Natalie. Yeah, Andrea, I hear a lot of that too. Totally. So that can be hard. The next one is we are a target for energy vampires. Tell me if you can relate to that. Do you have problems with toxic people in your life? Or, You have friends that just drain all your energy, right? Parents, loved ones that almost feel like they prey on you, or you feel so depleted after being around them. And that caring and compassionate demeanor that you have is a target for energy vampires, because like they want attention, they want to talk about their problems, they want someone to help them, but give them that attention, focus on them. We can be a target for narcissistic people as well, because it does appear like we don't have boundaries. Like we won't just walk away. We're not the person to be like, okay, gotta go, when they're in the middle of spilling their heart. Like we're just not. We're going to sit there, even if it's 2 hours and we're starving and, you know, you're just wanting to go out for dinner and someone's talking or whatever. We'll just do that because we care so much, right? Yeah, this is so true. And so boundaries are really important. Energetic boundaries are really important. Deciding what you will and will not tolerate, will and will not be available for, because we can give it all and give it all to toxic people. You know, everything in you goes fade away from that person. Like they're not serving you, but then you find yourself at their house listening for 2 hours while they complain or whatever it is, right? Yeah. Energy depleting people. Yeah. So much. I'm so glad you resonate, not because I'm glad you deal with this, but because we need to get together and recognize that this is the way we are, and we can empower ourselves in this. And there's so much power in realizing, you know, what you are. And instead of going like, I just need to have better boundaries. Why am I so bad at boundaries? I've tried to have boundaries. It doesn't work. I'm bad at it. You're just a really fucking caring person. And so it's difficult sometimes to cut people off or, you know, not be available for a certain thing, or to put yourself first, say, I can't come over tonight. I have something really important to do, but I'd love to, you know, hook up with you next week. And that really important thing was to sit in silence or eat chocolate on the couch or have a bath, because that's just your you time and you need that, right? So another thing is that we're thrown off by many things in a day. And so this is emotions and energy. But yeah, hard to say no. One time I heard this really beautiful thing. No is a complete sentence, right? No is a complete sentence. You can just say like, no, thank you. But for the empath, you're like, I can't say that. They're going to think I'm this and they're going to want to know why. And I better have a good reason. And you're making stuff up, you know, answering so many questions. Jackie, I'm so glad. I have found so much healing in this. So I'm really glad to hear that it's resonating with you. So we're thrown off by many things in a day. So it's not just energy, not just the pizza guy's grief or our friend's overwhelm. It's also, get this, you guys, so good. It's smells, it's textures, it's noise, it's negativity. I wrote negativity twice. It must be really important. It's chaos. It's other things as well. So a lot of smells. I don't know if you are the same with me, but if I'm like driving in the car and I'm like, you turn down the music because I'm looking for an address. It's like too many stimulations going on in here. I can't focus. I become all anxious and like, ugh. Fabrics. Like I can't have stuff around my neck. I can't do polyester for the most part. Crinoline, not my thing. You know, dresses that suck me in and like you can rock a good dress, but you know what I mean? Like that's not my thing. I can't do scratchy. I've always wondered why I was really drawn to cotton, why I was really drawn to like bamboo as a fabric. Like I have a bamboo shirt that I just like live in. It's like, is it a jammy shirt? Is it a day shirt? I don't know. It's all of it, right? I just love it. A bra being too tight, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Like that stuff really adds to the overwhelm in the empath's life. And that again can be too many smells, textures, negativity, chaos around you, just around you. Even if someone's not directly spewing it at you, negativity or something, you still are being overwhelmed by it. I'm not alone. No, you're not alone, Michelle. So get you. So those things can really throw us off. So when you're looking at this list, start thinking above and beyond for yourself and go, okay, like if it's possible that noise and textures and things, let's try to like in my car when I'm driving, just be in silence, just once even, just see how it feels. Or when I'm cooking dinner and say you have kids and noise around, turn off the music, right? Or whatever it is. Shut up. Trying to drive my manual in heavy traffic. Totally. Totally. I have a standard, so I get what you're talking about. It's like, shh, I'm trying to go in reverse. Why is that not going in reverse? Sensory processing disorder. I don't know what that is. I've heard of that. And I think that's actually like this, right? It's like we're having a problem processing, but I hate disorder personally. But that, I think that is a thing, or it is a word anyways, a term. So one thing too you can do, like I'm saying, to think above and beyond for yourself about these things is if smells have the capability to overwhelm you because you pick up on things and you're highly sensitive, smells also have the capability to bring you to a place. So you may love incense, Palo Santo, sage, lavender oil or orange oil or whatever, right? Essential oils. Like there may be things, smells that you can use in your life because you are highly sensitive to bring you to that place. So when I have my self-love baths, I always involve oils. So I always involve like jasmine or lavender or even tea tree or something. It depends what I'm feeling, right? And so you can be either overwhelmed by them or you can also be comforted by them. But talking in the way that it can get in the way of our manifestation, we just get thrown off by these textures. So notice the clothes you're wearing. Are they comfortable? Notice, like, I had a client once that got a really fuzzy, like, seat in her car. Like, it's like a seat cover that was like the fuzziest fabric ever. And she just felt so amazing and loved getting in her car. Whereas before, her car caused her anxiety. She'd been in a car accident, a big thing. But she knows, she's like, oh, my car all of a sudden feels so calm. And I'm like, yeah, drop some lavender too, like on the floor seats or on the floor or whatever. And she did that. And it was like, oh, my car is a sanctuary now. It's because you're not oversensitive. Now I want to say that because of what you said, Michelle, because you are very sensitive. Textures make a big difference. So if you guys could see, I have like the fuzziest floor mat. I think it's actually technically a bath mat under my chair in my office because I always have bare feet and I'm digging my little toes into the little fabrics. And like that makes me feel peaceful. It makes me feel abundant, calm. I just love it because it's a texture thing. So start to be aware of the textures that don't serve you. And when you're buying new couch cushions, when you're buying a new shirt, when you're buying anything, really also pay close attention to the fabric and how it makes you feel, because it's going to affect you more than other things. Yeah, aromatherapy for sure. So on the side of how it can be overwhelming and be disempowering, we can get thrown off by all these things in a day, all these textures and sounds and smells and all this stuff. I don't know if anyone's ever been, you probably have, but a big city where there's like open markets. I've been to Hong Kong, and not to get into a wet market type thing, but it was a market like that. And I couldn't even handle like the people, the smells, because every smell was almost like new to me, because there's like tons of different animals that we don't eat and different spices and different things. It's just like, you know, if you go to Chinatown or you go to a different country, India or something, there's different smells that you're not maybe used to. And so I found I was so overwhelmed because there was so many people, so many smells, so many sounds. And it was just like overstimulation. Whereas the person I was with was totally fine, like totally fine. And it was just, it's like, oh, wow, that's definitely me. Like I'm picking up on everything around me, right? So the last thing, two more things, and then we're close to wrapping up here. The next thing is that we're more prone to addiction and to compulsive behaviors. So I just want to give so much love to anyone here, well, to all of you, but to anyone here who has suffered with addiction or compulsive behavior, compulsive self-sabotage. And it's because there's two prongs. Life is so overwhelming often that we're like scrambling to make sense of it. And we end up trying to control what we can control. And you know, the obsessive compulsive, the things like that, we're more prone to that because we're just like out of balance inside, overwhelmed inside. And we're just looking to like do whatever we can to like have control over life. The other part of it is that we have shoved away a key part of who we are. We've shoved away a key element of our energetic code. And when we do that, it leads to imbalance. And it's because it's not heavily encouraged in society. Maybe your parents didn't get you. Maybe your spouse didn't get you. People didn't understand you. So you learn to shove it down to try to fit in. And when we do that and we shut down a key part of who we are, it creates an imbalance. And that's why we're more prone to addictions. Number one, because life is intense and we're looking for a way to numb. And number two, because we're shutting down a key part of who we are. And that leads to being out of balance, which can manifest in addictions and compulsive self-sabotage-y type behavior. 3 years sober. Oh my goodness, Lindsay, good job. Love you. Good job. Okay, so the last way that it can make manifestation harder is that we have hurt feelings easy and we take things personally easy. So I wrote about this in an email the other day. I don't know if you guys got it because, you know, mysterious emails, but we tend to take things personally and take things on personally. 3 years, 3 months. Awesome. Good job. And that is because we feel things deeply, right? We're like, what did they mean by that? Why wasn't I invited? Why wasn't I included? They have a problem with me, right? I can tell they don't like me. Why is that? What can I do to fix that? How can I save this? You know, there's all those things that go on. And so we are more prone to having hurt feelings because we feel like a fragile little angel, right? Because we're taking on these things. And to take things personally. So to have hurt feelings and take things personally, it's easier for us, especially when it's the people closest to us. It's like it hurts and then it hurts times a million for an empath, right? I've had, you know, a delicate balance, we'll call it, with my mom. There's been times where it's like, why didn't she care? Why didn't this? And it's like so deep. Whereas someone else might be able to be like, she's her own person on her own journey and just look at the blessings. And I'm like, but, right? So it's much easier for us to take things personally, feel like people don't care. If you've been in a relationship where someone cheated on you or something, it's easy to think it's because there's something wrong with you. You're not enough. You're not attractive enough. You're not worthy of whatever. And if this was happening to your best friend, you'd be like, that's something within them. Like they, you know, like someone that's going to hurt someone else. Like that's obviously what's going on within them because they're going to do that. They have done that before. You know, it's something going on within them, but you don't feel it that way, right? You feel it personally. It has to be something about me. I'm not attractive enough or whatever, right? That example can transfer into many things. You don't get the promotion. You didn't get the job. You didn't get the client. You didn't get a second date, whatever. It's like because there's something wrong. And then you create this story. You layer on the stories you already have of like, you know, I'm not enough. I'm not whatever enough. You start believing it more and more and it becomes a truth, right? I just know I'm not enough. Nobody would want me or I'm not worthy of a good man or woman to treat me right or whatever, right? So that's another way where it can be tough for us. Yes, congrats, Andrea. A year and 8 months sober. Oh, living my best sober life. Oh, that's so beautiful. So awesome. You're so welcome, Julia. Okay, so so basically when we're dealing with all of this, all those things like the boundaries, the energy vampires, you know, self-neglect of our own needs, feeling overwhelmed, feeling our failures, more prone to addiction, taking things personally, like, yes, it may be a little more fucking challenging to manifest. Like, why are people not talking about this? I'm just getting passionate, not at you, at the fact that we're just supposed to manifest like other people. When law of attraction is constantly mirroring back who we are, and this is what we're going through in an average day, and this is my Sunday, you know, it may be a little more tough, right? But it doesn't actually have to be tough. It's just when we're trying to do it the way that everybody else is doing it. When we're trying to do it the way that everyone else is talking about it, it does feel hard. So I want you to know that it's not because it has to stay hard. It's not because you're not doing it right. It's because you have a few other things going on in your energy, right? But I get you, I'm here for you, and you're in the right place. So the journaling on top of the other exercise for today is I want to, again, this is about grounding into who you are, acknowledging who you are, and starting to own who you are. So in regards to being sensitive, the strengths I have that help me manifest are, so this is like talking about, you know, your gifts, but that help you manifest. So out of that list, right, you're naturally intuitive, you're naturally observant, connected maybe to the moon, feminine, powerful, creative energy. When you're inspired, you have receiving energy, right? So I love you, Amanda. Thank you. So I want you to start to pull it out. I want you to own it. I want you to step into your power. That's why I'm here, is for you to own this and to be able to unlock this part of you. So it would really serve you to do some fun journal flow, like just riff on it, right? Being sensitive. The strengths I have that help me manifest are, I'm naturally intuitive. I can feel when something's right. So now we're looking at manifestation. Why are these gifts a bonus for you, right? And then the next one is the feelings I experience that I know are intuitively holding me back. So out of the things I just talked about, what are intuitively holding you back? Example, overwhelm, feeling unsupported, taking things personally, boundaries, anxiety. These are like, we're not judging ourselves. We are observing and we're owning who we are. And I can first of all say overwhelm, until I changed it, feeling unsupported was like a main tape I had playing on repeat, but I changed that. And we're going to get to all that stuff, but overwhelm for sure. Taking things personally for sure. So I'm just like, you know, riffing on what I know intuitively is holding me back. Boundaries, allowing other people's junk to, get into my zone. Those are the biggest things for me, is overwhelm, feeling unsupported before I changed it, taking things personally. So those are for me, right? That's definitely things it used to be. If a client didn't serve with me, it was personal. If some, thing fell through, it was personal. If I wasn't invited to the party, it was personal. Like, so I couldn't see how it couldn't be personal, right? Those things were holding me back. So I want you to journal a little bit on intuitively what you feel like could be holding you back, because once we know, we can do something about it. And I'm going to help you with that, right? So I just want you to start exploring. And then the last question with, if you only do one exercise, this is the one I want you to do, but I want you to do them all. But if you only can do one or choose to do one, what would it be like to be an empowered empath? Who would you be as the empowered empath version of yourself? Okay. So if you're new to coaching and new to this stuff, this is going to be like, whoa. If you're not new, you're going to be like, whoa, because this is so fun. So if you've listened to my podcast, I talk about her, right? The version of yourself that already has what you want, uncovering the version of yourself that is empowered. So who are you as an empowered empath? An example of that could be, as an empowered empath, I am naturally intuitive. I go through life offering my gifts to others, being naturally compassionate and caring. I help the people that I am around. As an empowered empath, I spend time in nature. I make sure that I'm refueling and recharging my energy. I take time to do things that feel good and fuel my soul. As an empowered empath, I have strong energetic boundaries. I only allow in what feels good. I make sure to have that strong boundary in certain relationships, or, have learned how to protect my energy. As an empowered empath, I am magnetic at receiving. I'm so good at receiving. I have got my receiving game on point. I'm inspired and I'm in touch with that feminine flow, that creative energy, right? So go through the workbook, any notes you took, and describe yourself as an empowered empath. So be like Nikki the empowered empath, or Sharanda the empowered empath, Natalie the empowered empath. Who are you? And have fun with it. Like, how do you stand? How do you dress? If you want to get that far into it, right? It's such a powerful exercise. Who are you as that empowered light worker? And you might be surprised what comes out. You might say, I have a business that I do this. I am a coach. I am a healer. I give back to charity. I spend time in Uganda building schools. Like, you might be surprised in what comes out of you as that empowered person, as that empowered empath. Who are you? Who are you? Okay. So that is the last of today. I am so grateful that you guys joined me today, and on Thursday is day two, and can you imagine what else is to come? Like, how powerful is this? And day two is I'm starting with the four things that you need to do to manifest now. P.S. I put in a fifth because I was so inspired I had to, but let's just say four because that's what I said at the original. So four, maybe five things that you need to do now, need to do first to be manifesting. So we're taking all this that we learned today and we're going like, so now what, right? We're going to the next step. And then we're also going to go through your empath manifestation game plan. So how I recognize the things I need to shift, and I'm going to give you lots of examples and tools and things that you can start to create your game plan of how you're going to step into that empowered empath, that magnetic empath, that clear place of power, because you are a gift and we do need you, and your healing energy is what we need in this earth. Could you imagine if there was more compassionate, loving, understanding, intuitive people on this earth as our politicians, as our teachers, as our mothers and fathers and mayors and dentists? Like, if we had more of this, the world would be in a magical place, and that's where we're going. So we are going to talk about that game plan, and really unpack what you need to start doing differently in order to manifest. So you're so welcome, Tiffany, Jory, Nikki. I just want to say, you guys, you stayed. Like, I've had basically all of you here the whole time. Good job. You are committed to this. You are making strides. This is important. I know you can feel it. That's why you stayed. The same way that when this hit me, it actually stopped me in my tracks. I was on a run and it like physically stopped me. It was like, oh my God, this is huge. And since then, I've just been learning, intuitively downloading, practicing, and noticing the most magnetic shifts. It's so incredible. So you can feel intuitively how important this is for you. Feel like you finally are understood. Like, there's someone who like gets why manifestation has been a bit challenging. It's because you have a rich internal world. You deeply process things. Hi, Angela, you are still here. And you're welcome, Michelle. And that's why. But we're gonna flip that on its ass, and we're gonna have you empowered and owning your gifts and knowing what to do with the things that are holding you back. You guys are so welcome. I love you so much. If you guys search high and low through your inbox and do not find the workbook, please send me a message and I will get it to you. You can also try signing up. I just put the link again, signing up with a new email if you have more than one, and seeing if it comes. Otherwise, just message me. I love you so much, and I will see you in 2 days. 2 days. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, everyone, for bringing your magnetic energy. I can feel you. You know I can feel you. You guys can feel you. And this is just so incredible. Amy, you're so welcome. Sharonda, me too. I'm so excited. Okay, have a good day, you guys. Take care of yourself. Know you're a fucking unicorn. Take care of yourself. Honor your energy. And I will see you on Thursday for so much more. Love you. Bye.